Yeah, I kind of thought after the first 45 minutes of this conversation, I sort of guessed what you might say. But anyhow, let's just finish out and talk about some other. You mentioned really the whole exploding area of targeted therapy of AML. So maybe you can talk a little bit, maybe start out with FLT3 inhibitors and FLT3 inhibition. Can you kind of summarize where we are today with that?
Right. So FLT3 is one of the most common mutations that occurs in AML, up to a quarter of patients. It's associated with worse outcomes. Very often, the very proliferative patients who relapse after they achieve remission have or had a FLT3. And FLT3 has been something we've talked about for a long time because it's druggable. And in fact, when you add midostaurin, which inhibits a lot of things, including FLT3, into induction chemotherapy for a patient who's eligible for induction chemotherapy with a FLT3 mutation, there is a survival benefit that is clear and persists even for patients who move on subsequently to transplant, which is a major thing. So this is now the standard of care, FDA approved since last year, and any patient with a FLT3 mutation who is eligible or is receiving induction chemotherapy should have midostaurin added into the therapy. With respect to other FLT3 inhibitors, would there be opportunities for a similar type of outcome? I think sure, and some of those clinical trials are ongoing, but most of the focus of FLT3 inhibitors is in the single agent setting in the relapse refractory patient population. And here, things are different. So I think these can be very active. And I don't think these are very active. So in patients who have multiply relapsed disease, multiple lines of therapy, you know, we get reports of 50 to 60% response rates, which is terrific. But the durability of those responses, I think, is disappointing. And when you have, again, a conversation with patients and their expectations, you know, most of them, it's weeks to months is the expectation for the duration of response and even survival. So as a tool to get a patient back into remission or into remission so that they can get to a transplant, which can be curative, great. Great strategy. I think that this is brilliant. This is how we should, you know, really prioritize their use. But as a, you know, not as a means to an end, but just a therapy to give to a patient to sort of kick the can down the road, I think is a perfectly fine thing to do as long as the patient and the practitioner completely understand, you know, what they're getting into and what the reality, the expectations are. So that's what I think about FLT3.